Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlonFarmLife.com.
Hello and welcome to Farm View. Well, as usual, it's Kieran O'Connor here with your weekly farming programme. Once again, this week I have a busy show for you. On this week's show, we'll travel out to visit Kilmac sheep farmer and well-known family butcher Joe O'Reilly for an update on this year's Easter lamb flock. We'll also look ahead to next week's Waterford Festival of Food with Emmeline of Mary's Gastro Pub and Connor of the Country Store in Dungarvan. Plus, we preview Sunday's Waterford Hunts point-to-point at Curramore Portlaw with Richard Galvin. And plus, as always, we'll have our farming calendar.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlonFarmLife.com.
Well, for an update on this year's spring lamb and, of course, Easter lamb coming up this weekend, earlier in the week, I got a chance to talk to Joe O'Reilly of O'Reilly Butchers and well-known sheep and beef producer down in Kilmac. First of all, Joe, some change from this time last year?
Polar opposite, Kieran, polar opposite, definitely. This time last year, we were in the depths of wet and wind and rain. Now we have sunshine and grass is starting to grow at last.
Joe, the crop of lambs that we've out here in the field, we're here on a beautiful sunny day down here in Kilmac. Good crop of lambs so far?
Oh, a lot better than last year now, to be honest. We've a lot more lambs. Last year, I'd say just the weather went against us and the ewes didn't come in season good enough to get the crop, but this year we have a bigger crop and the weather, I suppose, has helped us. We got them out earlier and no casualties. Everything just seemed to go well for us.
When did you start lambing?
We started lambing towards the end of February.
And many twins?
Oh, a lot of twins. Which is what we want, but that's what we aim for, and that's what
and
we kind
mortality
of
mortality wise?
No, very little this year because I suppose the good weather just helped us, and as fast as we could get them born, they were going out, and there was nothing about it.
Getting those lambs out to grass, how important is it, and how quick do you aim it, or do you have a target date, or do you look at the lamb itself individually?
No, we kind of go with the lamb itself individually. If they're strong enough, they go out after a couple of days. If they're not, they might be held back. If there was a weak lamb, whatever, he'd be held back for a few days. But this year now, with the weather, they're nearly going out after 3 days. Got out, that was it.
Now, of course, you have both sides. You're here. We're out in the field. You produce your own fabulous lambs here down in Kilmac. From the shop point of view, O'Reilly Butchers, renowned across the region. How is trade in the shop, particularly with lamb? I know beef prices are gone through the roof, but as regards lamb?
Yeah, beef has definitely gone through the roof, but I can see it from both points of view, like the producer and what we want going through the shop. It drives up the price, but there is alternatives out there. I suppose pork and chicken pick it up, but being a lamb and beef producer, I want to push the lamb as much as I can. It's going to be pricey again for Easter, but it demands a good price because the serious work that goes into producing.
And how's demand for spring lamb, for that Easter lamb coming up to Easter weekend? I know it's a tradition going years back. Is it still there?
Yeah, it's definitely still there, Kieran. And hopefully it stays for long more. New season lamb, like everyone wants it for that weekend, so you have to have it produced and you have to have it in the shop.
Right. You've been very lucky with the support you've got, not alone from around Kilmac, but in Waterford City, where you have lots of customers. And of course, up in Dungarvan and West Waterford. And I know you're very much involved with Mary's, Emmeline and Mary's, as regards the food festival as well.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that this year now. We're giving a demo up there for the food festival. Really looking forward to having a go at that, something that we want to push, and it's great to be able to get support from local businesses. And likewise, we support them and they'll support us.
The family butcher, the trade, you're literally born into it. You've been with it all your life. How difficult is it to get staff and train in staff in a busy butcher like you have in O'Reilly's?
It's difficult, but I'm lucky with the lads and the girls that are working for me. Some of them are family, some of them are friends. Luke is there a long time with me. Another good friend. Hard to get, but once you have him, you have to look after him.
Now, getting the balance, you have the shop, you have the farm. I'd say you enjoy coming out here to the farm. I know you enjoy meeting the customers in your shop and doing all your deliveries all over the city and county, but as regards coming out here on the farm, I know you're working at both ends of the clock as such, but you really enjoy out here.
Oh, I do, definitely, Kieran, I do. When you come out, like, I come out in the morning, do the calves, and then back to the shop and back out in the evening. But once the evening time comes, the phone is gone. Phone is turned off, and, like, you have, whatever, another hour or two to kill away out here, and no one bothers you, and you just concentrate on the animals.
As regards the crop and the lambs here this year, as regards breeds, have you changed over the years, or have you been consistent with your breed?
No, I'm still sticking with the Texels.
Texel, yeah.
I still stick with them, yeah. I think
if it's not broken, don't fix it.
No, I love them. A serious powered lamb.
What's special about the Texel that you feel?
Oh, look, you can see them in front. You look, heavy muscle, light bone, and they're always clean and they finish early.
And how are they to handle and how are they at lambing?
Lambing can be a bit of an issue if you have a big-headed lamb, but once you have a big enough yoke, which I have, no problem with lambing. And then once they hit the ground, they're done and dusted.
Well, Joe, listen, I was here last year. It was a miserable day. It was a miserable spring. We're here, beautiful sunny day in Kilmac, looking forward to Easter weekend and indeed the Easter trade. And as I say, look to you and all involved. Keep up the great work, but well done. A fabulous crop of young lambs here this year on the farm here in Kilmac Thomas. Joe O'Reilly of O'Reilly Family Butchers, thanks for talking to me again.
Thanks, Kieran.
Well, of course, next week it's the big one. The Waterford Festival of Food runs from Friday the 25th to Sunday the 27th. So early in the week, I got a chance to talk to two people very much involved, Conor Lannan from the Country Store and Emmeline from Mary's Gastro Pub. First of all, Emmeline, the food festival has been a fantastic success.
Oh, it's amazing. I think it is the 16th year, if I'm correct. And of course, Eunice, no doubt, will do a great job again this year. But it's amazing for the town, for the local suppliers, for the people of the town and people outside Dungarvan to see, you know, what we have to offer in this small little town.
Starting out, first of all, as you said, 16 years ago, the way it has grown organically, but the way the community have bought into it, not alone the producers, the restaurants, the pubs, the hotels, all over West Waterford, there's been great buy-in.
Well, I think that's why it's still here 16 years later. It's because Dungarvan and West Waterford, it has a great community of businesses and the local people are great to support local in this town. And that's obviously why the proof's in the pudding, why it's still here.
Conor Lannan, Country Store, since you opened your Country Store shop, very much supporting local produce. And for you and Aval in the food industry down here in West Waterford, definitely the festival has been a great boost for you and your business and indeed your producers, suppliers.
Definitely, Kieran. I suppose really when I started out in 2002, I kind of took on the local ethos of buying as much local produce as I possibly could. It was mainly veg and potatoes at the beginning, but then we took on the honeys, the jams, the Barron's bread, the apple juices, all the Flavins produce. So like that's where I built my business from, and that's probably the main ethos of the Festival of Food.
And of course, really, a lot of people don't realise the quality of stuff that's grown in our area. You mentioned the potatoes and carrots and veg from Ardmore. The potatoes, of course, from the one and only man out in Ballinacorty. But really, people don't realise the quality that's in our own backyard, literally.
Definitely, Kieran. Like, it's huge quality in the area. And like I'm sitting here with Emmeline. I supply Emmeline here every week. So she gets Ardmore carrots and parsnips. She gets potatoes locally. Cauliflower locally, cabbage locally, so it's a knock-on effect, and it's not just Mary's, it's all the pubs and restaurants in the area, so it's a win-win for everyone.
And for a while people are looking at price and the price couldn't be low enough. Do you find people are prepared to pay a little bit extra for the quality of local produce?
Yeah, well, definitely, like they want better produce, so like the local producers to produce it like 24-hour lead-in time as opposed to something that's been imported that's travelling for maybe 3 or 4 days. So they're prepared to pay to go the extra mile for better produce.
Emily, turning to you, Mary's Gastro Pub. You've been part and parcel since you came to Dungarvan of the festival. The variety in the festival is fantastic. Not around Dungarvan, but all over West Waterford, up to Lismore, Copperquin, Knockanore, Ardmore, and right down out to Moncongriff.
Oh, absolutely. Like, there's something for everybody all around the area. So you don't just have to come into one place. You can walk the streets. You can see the programme that's put together this year. They'll take you in buses out of town. It's fabulous. It's bringing the whole area together, and it's a credit to everybody involved.
Now, for yourself, you have a lot of events on. A busy weekend for you.
Very busy weekend. So we'll start on the Friday. So we'll do the Tapas Trail, which will be the Festival of Food, bringing people through on groups, and there'll be a variety of tapas here. And then that night with Joe O'Reilly, so it's O'Reilly's Butchers in Kilmac, and we get all our meats from Joe, and he's a farm-to-fork farmer, butcher, and he's basically going to bring in a whole pig, and he's going to break it down for the people that have bought tickets, and then we're going to cook 5 different dishes off that pig. And then people are going to be...
Lovely concept.
It's a great concept. Well, it's something that you wouldn't normally see unless, of course, you're a farmer or a butcher. But, so Joe, we'll have it upstairs and Joe will break it down. The guests will get a chance to make their own sausages. Right. They'll get to take them home. We'll have different things on there. Like, we'll have a pig's head tureen on, which you rarely get to try. It's a brilliant...
You're really pushing out the boundaries here.
Absolutely, 100%. Sure, on our menu, Kieran, we'd even have, because throughout the year, Joe supplies us, so we have cow's tongue on our menu. Our new menu will be launched this weekend. And that's something that we have. So we always have something weird on our menu. Like the last menu, we had pig's ears. Connor's looking at me like going, no way. But yeah, it's nice to have something, you know, and you, like Connor said as well, you can taste the difference in local food.
Yeah.
Like you can buy off the big suppliers, but in my opinion, it tastes like plastic. Yeah. Whereas when I get my meat from Joe, I can taste the meat. I know where it's from. You can see them, you know.
And of course, I was down on Lee's farm. This week, we're doing a feature on Easter lamb and where better to go down to Joe, the way he produced those beautiful Texel lambs. And then, of course, has the butchery as well. So it's really farm to fork, as you say, literally.
100%. Like our Sunday roast here, we get the leg of lamb from Joe and it's just, it melts in your mouth. Like we all the staff, all of us, we look forward to our Sundays that we get our little staff.
And what else have we in store over the weekend at Mary's?
So then the following evening, we have a blind tasting with Michael from the Wine Buff. So we're going to do four courses, four wines, and it's very different dishes. I'm not going to tell you what they are because the guests will be guessing what they are as they're blindfolded and with the wines as well. Then Saturday lunchtime, we'll be doing the Georgian, the lunch trail. So that's
yourselves.
That's ourselves. No, it's ourselves. Oh yes, it is. It's ourselves, 360, and the new sushi bar in town. Oh, nice. Dungarvan now has two sushi restaurants.
Very upmarket. And over the weekend, you have other events right up. Of course, the big event on Sunday, of course, the farmers market, which is renowned. The farmers market on Sunday of the festival.
Yeah, I think what's lovely is for ourselves, you'll get people just walking through the door nonstop, and they may not eat here, and they may not drink here, and they come in with stuff they've bought in the stalls. And it's just that festival vibe. It makes you feel like you're in London or somewhere totally different than a town of 11,000 people. Mm. And just, they walk through the different pubs, the bars, cafes, you know, whether they grab a coffee or a drink, it's irrelevant. And they're just really enjoying the vibe. So, yeah.
And Conor, do you find within the country store, as you say, you supply Mary's several restaurants, pubs and hotels right around the region, that everyone really looks forward to it now? It's part of the calendar and it kicks off the year, really. It's April, but it's really kicking off the summer season.
Yeah, definitely, Kieran. Like, it's just, you know, the vibe around is great. Weather permitting, if the weather is good, the place really rocks.
Yes.
Like, you go up the quay on a Saturday with all the stalls, like, the atmosphere up there, the tide in, the boats are now in the quay.
Yeah.
Then you lead on to Sunday when you have the market, and it's just, the square in Dungarvan lends itself to it's a real market town, like. Yeah. So it's fantastic, and, like, it's just, all roads lead to next weekend, and hopefully get good weather.
And of course, the support, the council will be very supportive of all the main sponsors. And I said before we come near, you have Dawn, Flavins, and Tierland were involved from day one. But supporters, McCarthy's Insurance, across the board, all walks of life, supporting the festival.
Absolutely. But I think across the board in this town, Waterford, West Waterford, the council are very good at supporting anything. Like, if you look at, say, if we step back to that thing that was called COVID, Dungarvan was very quick to get the outside seating and it made a massive difference. And the amount of tourists that come to this town and compliment the outside seating. And that's from, I think COVID was now 5 years ago, but I remember people coming from other towns around Ireland going fair play. And it was the council that drove that and, you know, made this town as attractive as what it is.
Now, you've come down from Dublin and you said to me earlier, you're coming down, spend a few years and then head back to Dublin. What entices do you think people to Dungarvan? What do you love about Dungarvan?
It's almost like, what do you not love about Dungarvan? Like, every road into Dungarvan is beautiful, you know. So when you're approaching this town from every angle, it's gorgeous. You have the beaches, you have the mountains, the water, the people, the town with the square and then the two streets around. Like, it's so easy and it's so safe. It's just, there's nothing that doesn't, like, I'm here 17 years and literally when Dad and I bought this place, the idea was come down, do it up, flip it within 5 or 10 years, move back to Dublin. Bought the other pub in Dublin 10 years ago. And I think Dad really thought I would step away from here. But you can't leave this town. Like, there's nowhere else in Ireland like Dungarvan. There really isn't.
And of course, you've always been, like Connor, supporting local producers. And you've a big list of locals who supply the Mary's Gastro Restaurant week in, week out.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, Connor with the Country Store has been supplying us for 17 years now. So we have the same birthday, so it's very important. and then we also, like, so say, Knockinor Cheese, Eamon Lonergan there. His cheese, they're great. We'll be going on our new burger. Obviously, we have Joe and O'Reilly's Butchers in Camac. Doom Bakery, we have Firkin and Cat up there, and they have fabulous breads that we use here just up the street. There's Dungarvan Honey with Paddy as well, and then of course there's the Early Bird eggs, which are fabulous.
Yeah, Trevor,
big difference with those eggs now, I have to say. Almost like my own hens at home. Nice bright yolk.
And I love the name. And finally, Connor, as I said, the lift that gives Dungarvan kicks off the summer season, as you say, weather permitting, this year's festival. And well done to Eunice and all involved in the office, Mary, Martha, everyone involved. Fabulous programme of events.
Oh, it's an unbelievable programme of events. And as you say, it kicks off the summer season. Like the atmosphere here will be electric for the weekend, please God.
Emmeline, anyone listening to us who haven't been here before at the festival, what would you say to them as regards the Waterford Festival of Food?
Get down here, come here, don't miss it. You can't miss out.
Yeah. Emmeline of Mary's Gastro Pub, Conor Lannan of Country Store. Lads, thanks for talking to us. Here's looking forward to a great weekend at this year's Waterford Festival of Food. Runs from Friday to Sunday. That's Friday next to Sunday week.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
And welcome back to part two of Farm View. And let's have a look at events upcoming on our farming calendar. First of all, turning to our livestock marts, Waterford Ross Smart, cattle sale, of course, every Saturday at 9, calf sales every Saturday from 10, and don't forget sheep sales also every Monday from 10. Richie was on to remind us also that their next dairy sale is on Friday the 24th of April at 12 noon, entries now being taken. Turning to Dungarvan Mart, general cattle sale as normal on Bank Holiday Monday next at 11, and Anne was on to tell us that Monday's Mart will also have special entries of two pedigree Aberdeen Angus bulls born in 2023, as well as six Friesian maiden heifers. And don't forget calf sales every Thursday now at Dungarvan Mart from 12 noon. That'll take place in Ring 2 at Dungarvan Mart every Thursday. Turning to our farmer markets and country markets, and what an array of top quality farm fresh products we have available every week across the city and county. So why not support the market close to you? Saturday mornings, Waterford Farmers Market, John Roberts Square. We've Tramore Farmers Market, Priest Road, Tramore. Strably Farmers Market, of course, every Saturday from 10 till 1. Sunday, Lismore Farmers Market, back up and running in the Castle Avenue, Lismore, running every Sunday from 9 till 4. Thursday, Dungarvan Farmers Market, always a hive of activity in Grattan Square every Thursday from 9 till 2. While on Friday mornings, you've Dungarvan Country Markets, Causeway Tennis Club on Abbeyside, 9 till 2. Also on Friday mornings, you have Waterford Country Markets in St. Olaf's Hall, again running from 9 until 2. Turning to our point-to-point front, of course, the big one locally is the Waterford Hunt point-to-point, Curramore Estate, Portlaw. First race time for 1 o'clock. We'll preview the big event, of course, with Richie later in our programme. And finally, I want to say congrats and well done to all involved in the Croc Woods at the RDS Forestry Awards, the very prestigious RDS Forestry Awards. Crockwood won the Community Woodland Award. So well done to all involved, and I hope to do a big feature on the Cropwoods winning that award on next week's programme.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Well, of course, on Sunday, it's the big one in Curramore. It's the Waterford Hunts point to point at Curramore, Portlaw. So early in the week, I got a chance to talk to a man very much involved. He's clerk of the course for the Waterford Hunts point to point at Curramore, and that's Richard Galvin. Richard, hard to believe it's Waterford Hunts point to point again a year later.
A year later, yeah. We'll always on Easter Sunday. No one gets lamb on Easter Sunday in the Waterford Hunt. Everybody has to be on duty.
Right.
There, yeah.
You have a great tradition there, but you're very fortunate. I think the Curramore Estate, the location, the venue itself, the track, top class.
Top class track. And it's we can all see that this year, and it's very evident that all the 4-year-old horses, 5-year-old, all go on to sell well and win big races. And of course, we know this year that Nick Rocket, 3 years ago, won his maiden in Curramore, went on to win the Grand National. And I think maybe the year before, another horse there called Gentleman's Game, he was third in the Gold Cup this year.
Yeah.
So like a great connection. I'm sure there's a great local connection with Curramore and the whole Waterford Hunt and Waterford region, in that Nick Rocket was bred by a good friend of ours, Kieran Cotter, in Stradbally. He was actually foaled in Lenahan's, Michael Lennon, Paul Lenahan. Then Roddy O'Byrne bought him. And then he went to Pat Doyle's up the road and came back to win his maiden, his 4-year-old, in Curramore as well.
So it's true what they say, really, the point-to-point, it's the nursery of national hunts. And the tradition over the years, be it from Dungarvan, Tallow and Lismore, and Curramore, and the Waterford Hunts, the amount of horses who've gone on to bigger and better things.
Oh, it's huge.
And like, jockeys.
And jockeys, of course. Yeah, exactly. It's huge. The amount of horses that come off the point-to-point courses in Ireland that go on to win all types of races.
He's been going, as I said, the Waterford Hunt very much involved. You've been chair for years. You're now clerk of the course. Keeping that committee vibrant, both to the guys in Tallow, Lismore, and indeed in Dungarvan, keeping it going. But that tradition, it's really standing as strong as ever.
It is indeed. It's as I mean, anyone will know, running any kind of a sporting event will know that it's all about having enough help. Like if you don't, it's just impossible to run it. So we have a very big committee. We'll be turning Curramore Estate, thanks to Lord Waterford for the use there. We'll be turning that into a racetrack for the weekend there. We're looking forward to it.
And of course, great buy-in, as I say, by the committee and the people involved in the horse industry. So it's through the Hunt and other areas. Mm-hmm. Also, of course, without sponsors, and you're very fortunate, you've all the races sponsored.
We do. We do indeed. For years and years now, we have Tattersalls, Goffs, John Flavin and Tramore, Con O'Keefe, Kilbarry Lodge, Tramore Racecourse, of course, and Kent Holmes as well. They've been all very supportive.
Without that. So once again, you've six races down the card. We don't have as many divides as we had in the past, but you told me earlier, now the first race is brought forward to 1 o'clock.
Yes, yeah. 1 o'clock is the first race, and that's probably in order to, if there are divides, we won't know until lunchtime today when the entries are out.
And so how are entries looking?
Entries, yeah. Like, I mean, we've always great entries in Curramore, always. Like, we're watering. People might be getting concerned this time of the year about water, but we've been watering the track there now all since last Thursday. And rain forecast. It's a good complaint.
And rain forecast. So really, as I said, in the past, you've produced some great winners, hopefully on Sunday once again. And so, and some young lads have come through and had their first winners there, not alone great horses going on, but some of our top jockeys started off in the national point-to-point scene as well.
Oh, did it, of course. From Pony Club and then on to point to point, like, I mean, most of the jockeys that week, and you can name any of them, and for sure they rode point to point.
So people are familiar, Curramore Estate, Portlaw, as regards Sunday and directions for traffic.
As regards Sunday, anyone coming from the Cork side, it's the usual turn off there at Essie Dunphy's. It'll be signposted. There's a postcode there. It can be gotten at the social media. And then the horse boxes will be coming in their normal area as well, in the Ballyquin Gate.
And people from the city follow the normal directions to Portlaw.
Absolutely, coming out from Waterford, come in there. Yeah. We may signpost them off to continue on the main road up to Essie Dunphy's as well.
All right.
Because all the traffic will come in.
Follow the signs, they'll be all well signed.
They will indeed.
Best of luck. You're keeping up a great tradition, Richard, the Waterford Hunts Point to Point. This Sunday, Curramore, first race, 1 o'clock. Keep up this great tradition. Yeah.
And one other thing I'd just like to mention, that we had a big winner here. There's myself and four others involved with the Waterford Hunt. We have a syndicate, and John Flavin brought him to Durham Royal Sunday evening. So a great thanks to John. Smitty Bacall, 14 years young, but he didn't show that.
Well, listen, he
Sunday.
Did the business, and let's hope we're looking out for someone. So well done to you and all involved. It's been a great weekend for local Waterford connections. Listen, keep up the great work, and best of luck with the Waterford Hunt Point to Point, Curramore, first race, 1 o'clock this Sunday.
Lovely. Thanks a lot, Kieran.
And before I go on the racing point to point front, we had a great week again for local Waterford connections cross channel. We had wins for Dungarvan jock Sean Hoolan at Newtown Abbott, Dungarvan native UK based trainer Dennis Coakley saddled a winner at Linkfield, while Dungarvan jock Niall Hoolan, of course, his younger brother of Sean, he had a winner at Fontwell. While at Ayr, the Scottish Grand National winner, Captain Cody, was bred in Ballinacorty Dungarvan by owner breeder Richie Morris. So congrats to Richie, great honour to breed the Scottish Grand National winner. Back home, we'd win for Cormac trainer Pat Flynn at Dundalk, Knockeen Butterstone trainer Henry de Bramard at Down Royal, while at Tramore we'd win for Kappa trainer Declan Queeley, as well as a good win for local trainer John Flavin as well, while John followed up with a good winner at Down Royal as well for a local Circle of Six syndicate. While on the point to point front, we'd a very impressive winner for Dungarvan owner breeder Edmund Power at Drumahan point to point in Mallow last weekend. Well, that's my lot for this week's programme. Once again, my thanks to Ollie for all his help in putting this week's programme together. So from myself, Kieran O'Connor, stay safe, and hopefully I'll have your company again same time next week.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.